My name is Dr. Ed Anderson, and I'm an organic chemist, a lecturer in the Oxford Department of Chemistry, and a fellow of Jesus College. My interests in chemistry extend to all aspects of organic chemistry and synthesis, including a particular focus on the development of new reactions using transition metals such as palladium and ruthenium as catalysts, and on the organic chemistry of silicon. My interest in plants comes from the many beautiful molecules that nature presents to organic chemists, which have inspired so much chemistry and new discoveries in my subject. How are the poppies we are standing in front of connected to a former Wainfleet Professor of Organic Chemistry and Fellow of Magdalen College? The answer is Sir Robert Robinson, one of the greatest organic chemists of all time. For organic chemists, Robinson revolutionised chemistry through two concepts, curly arrows and retrosynthesis. Before Robinson, chemists knew that molecules could be transformed into other molecules through chemical reactions, but had no real idea how these reactions actually took place. Robinson used curly arrows to show how electrons move in reactions, and for organic chemists, this means the forming and breaking of bonds between atoms. Robinson's concept of retrosynthesis is thinking backwards in chemistry, considering imaginary ways to break complex molecules into simpler ones, which revolutionised the way we think about making molecules. But what is Robinson's connection as one of Oxford's most famous chemists to plants? Robinson was awarded the 1947 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for his work on certain molecules which are found in plants. Robinson and many other chemists of the time were fascinated with these molecules because of their structural complexity, which was way in excess of anything that could be understood, let alone synthesised by humans. And standing here in front of the poppy bed, the particular molecule we're interested in is morphine. Morphine is an alkaloid, meaning it is an organic molecule containing carbon, hydrogen and nitrogen. The alkaloid family has an enormous diversity of structures and biological properties. Morphine is historically important as a painkiller, but its close relative heroin is renowned for its addictive properties. Another example is strychnine, the classic Victorian poison, and another is vincristine, which to the present day is one of the most important molecules used in the treatment of cancer. And all of these alkaloids originate with plants. Robinson's contribution was to solve the chemical structure of morphine, which at the time was the chemistry equivalent of climbing Mount Everest, as the techniques used to determine the structure of organic molecules were extremely limited. In fact, the Everest analogy is apt, as alongside his many contributions to science inspired by plants, Robinson himself was a keen mountaineer. So the poppy not only provides a valuable source of a pain-relieving drug, but through Robinson has unknowingly revolutionised the way we do organic chemistry.